Gosh. Gosh. Oh, he's frozen.
Yeah, gotcha. Vader, there's something wrong. I'm only... Wait, well, this is odd.
Oh.
Half of you's in a tuxedo? And what is that, a little... Is that a little party horn and party hat on your head? Well, it's
half a horn.
A party hat.
Yeah.
And half a party horn.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Any particular reason that you're just kind of halfway celebrating?
You know, halfway to ruination. I mean, that's the best I got. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
is there any other reason I should be halfway celebrating?
Well, I would thought maybe you were celebrating that this year's halfway over. Oh, no, that's not a bump-bump-a-dum.
Oh, well, you just wanted to get dark sooner. That's all there is to it.
Yes.
Well, you're in luck. You're in luck. That's happening.
Oh, good.
All right. Thank you for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, you big fat thing. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
guys?
What's going
on, guys? Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 30th of June.
Monday.
2025 in the... Ooh, too much, too hot, too ooh. Too much going on. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton. I'm one of your hosts. I'm the one who y'all, the valise and the grip are in the background. Mr. Larry H. Vader spelled.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh. Mm. Even when I'm going on a cruise, I'm not that excited about. He can't
since we'll be away for a week or so, maybe a couple of weeks, that... they'll have time to fix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Y'all, Big Fatty, he's red. He does not have any service. It's just like, oh, the villa is losing service. Bad connection to the villa. Y'all, so he's... It's what it says on my end. Your status indication is saying that you have a weak signal. So... Well, y'all, welcome to the Little Fatty Cast.
Well, you know, as you age.
Well, yeah, as you age, things just aren't as strong as they used to be.
Right. Yeah, lots of things are weak.
Yes. Now, Big Fatty, we have not spoken to you since the unfortunate event of your younger brother's, your middle brother's untimely passing. He did go to glory. So we just need to put that out there, y'all.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you want all the details about that, you can listen to the BFO. And I hesitate to say those words, but you can find it all out there. So
one of our mutual friends also had a brother that died.
Oh.
This weekend.
Did not know that.
Anyway, we won't mention names.
Right. Yeah. Right. But well, I know he couldn't be the Nip because, you know, you said friend.
No, he didn't have a brother.
Oh, that too. But y'all, we're recording this early. Y'all, we're recording this on Saturday, just to pull back the curtain a little bit.
Pulling back the curtain.
We're recording this on Saturday at 5 p.m. because that's the first time we were both available. And y'all,
We were available earlier, but I succumbed to a nip-a-nap.
Well, and I had to run to the Target. You know, I had to get the little travel size things because... Right.
time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
No. Big Fatty is
I didn't know I was
not.
Going.
You know what you want to go in my place? We can make that happen right now.
But I be sure to guess that there will be plenty more Big Fatties.
Y'all, I joined the Faith Space group for the cruise. Now, y'all, Big Mama and I are on the Utopia of the Seas beginning today, June 30th, and just until Friday, July 4th. And and then, y'all, we are going to Nassau and Royal Caribbean's private island. So,
well, I know you needed to get some new T-shirts, so I'm assuming that's why you're going now.
Yes. Well, I was actually going to get my hair twisted.
Yes, I'd forgotten about those extensions you've been looking for.
Right. So I'm gonna do that. But y'all, and then a day at sea. Y'all, it's only four nights. And we board today, Monday, as you hear this. We get off Friday, which is July 4th. And then, y'all, we're going to be setting sail for Charleston. There was talk of doing something that for July 4th. But the simple fact of the matter is we get off the ship at probably we'll be off by 8 a.m.
In the morning.
And so, y'all, anything we want to do, we'd be there by 10 a.m. So,
well, may I make a suggestion?
May I stop you?
Sure.
Please go ahead and make a suggestion.
Just Sunday at Bucky's there in St. Augustine.
We're stopping at Bucky's on the way down. And then we'll of course, we'll stop on the way back because there's one in the Daytona and the St. Augustine. Now, you know, the Daytona one is the busy one. So I prefer the St. Augustine one. So, y'all, we're not leaving super early on the Sunday because as we record this, y'all, Big Mama is in Monroe, North Carolina.
Well, as one does.
At his sister's wedding. So he's not getting home to the Charlestons until like 2 a.m. in the morning. And so I don't anticipate an early departure on Sunday, and that's okay.
And that's even on a restful day, you wouldn't expect an early departure with Big Mama.
Correct. Y'all, he is in no hurry. He has things he has to get done. I understand that. So, but y'all, we're hoping to leave around noon, and even with the stopping at the Bucky's. And I'm driving, so there will be a supercharger stop. Y'all, we'll still be there by 6 o'clock at the latest. I think 5:30 is the estimate, even with the stop. So depends how long we're in the Bouchets. But,
and now,
yeah.
Will you be canvassing overnight somewhere?
We're staying in the Titusville. We're staying at the same motel where I stayed for that Bears and the Buff a few years ago, which no relation to the Buff. Y'all, it's close enough to the port that I think we're like 25 minutes from the parking deck at Port Canaveral, but we're far enough away that it is not impacted, if you will, by
you'll be impacted enough by the time you get
the sheer amount of cheese alone. Big Fatty, he is cutting out left and right, so I can only imagine what you're hearing. But we're staying there.
You're cutting out on me.
I've got the signal. I am on the right Wi-Fi. So, y'all,
Wi-Fi.
My screen. So, but y'all, we're excited.
Oh, I'm on the BFO network. That's.
Oh, that'll do it. Y'all, I've got gigabit. Y'all, speaking of, I've got to go to that Comcast when I get back because y'all, my price went up.
You think I can switch networks in the middle of all this?
We'll probably be disconnected, but you know how to reconnect. So, there's that. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, the technology conundrums of the ancient people. It's exhausting. Oh, y'all, he's not holding that still. He's frozen, but let's see if it drops him and he has to reconnect. Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here. Everyone's listening to you. You're still red. So y'all, it may just be ruined. It may just be ruined.
Well, that's what the network I switched over to.
Ah, y'all.
Was ruined.
Well, there's that.
Okay. Well.
So Big Fatty, what are your plans for the week while I'm on the cruise of a lifetime?
Well, let's just look. Let's take a look at the marking calendar here. And, I should be getting my new specs.
Oh.
Soon. And I've got some packages from that Lesbyterian delivery service coming on Wednesday.
Oh.
I know. And fancy. I'm going to the River Dog sports ball game on Wednesday.
Ooh. Well, be sure you enjoy a hot dog or a hamburger or maybe some Cracker Jacks. I hear it's all the rage at the River.
Well, that's candy covered popcorn, peanuts, and a prize.
Hmm. Well, I can't take you out to the old ball game without some.
No.
It would be un-American.
I'll probably get some of the roasted peanuts, you know, that way you can crack them in the shell and just make a big old mess and somebody else comes and cleans it up.
Ah. Yeah, I'm surprised they still sell those because, you know, people have the peanut allergies.
Well, you know, if they are, they should sit in the no peanut zone.
Ooh. Now, what are your big Independence Day plans?
Well, I am planning to be in Depends and do a dance. And perfect. As most of our listeners will be doing. And, I just probably going to yank my doodle because it's a dandy. Ah. And I'll probably just watch the... you know, the concert on PBS.
Wonder, I'm surprised that hasn't been canceled, but very excited. I also, y'all, I plan to be home by 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Friday. So very excited about that. Then y'all, it's going to be a bit of a like, oh, now what? Because, you know, we're
home
and still, you know, got the weekend, which is good. It'd be a good weekend to recover from the event. So looking forward to that. But y'all,
wait, you can wash all your new t-shirts. Oh,
well, you know, I always have to buy the Hawaiians tea. Oh, yeah, I forgot to get cash. God, when I was texting you, I was supposed to be pulling over at the ATM machine to get the cash money. Y'all, I went right to Target. Y'all. I'm on a antibiotic, which does not bode well for the cruise. And so
couldn't they just have given you the shot of penicillin rather than
y'all, I went in there and I said, I've been feeling fine, but I've been a little tired and some other little things going on. And I said,
does it involve a pussy's discharge?
Well, no, but I went in there and I said, look, let's just do all these tests because, you know, and she was like, well, tell me about what you've been up to. And I told her and she said, I don't think it's, she's like, no offense, but I don't think you're, she's like, you'd have to be real unlucky for what little bit you've done. I said, well, test it anyway, because that's the easiest solution. Then you can give me a whatever. And y'all, she did all the tests and she was like, no. She's like, but you do have, it looks like you've got a bladder infection.
You know, so many old people get those.
Yeah. And she pushed in a place on my abdomen and y'all said, ooh. And she said, yep. She's like, it happens. And she said, you know, you probably this, that, and the other. And y'all, she gave
me. Had you this, that, or the other?
Well, yeah, like definitely not taking care of myself in some ways. Mm. And so y'all, she, she prescribed the medication. And I said, all right. And she said, well, whatever you do, just don't get out in the sun. And I said, so that is going to be a little bit of a problem. And I said, I'm going on this cruise, not of a lifetime. And she said, okay, yeah, let's change that. So, she went back and she gave me the prescription for the very strong antibiotic. But
to knock it out quick.
Well, it would have less of an effect of the sun. But she was like, you know what? She's like, just stay in the shade. You'll be fine. But you're probably going to have the vapors a little bit. And I was like, girl,
How is that any different than any other day?
I am sweating sitting here recording this. Of course, it's 320 degrees outside. So,
and I'm on the second 320 floor. Pounds.
Correct. I had to get on the scale at the doctor. And
did the screen pop up and say one at a time, please?
Right. Basically, y'all, I have a scale in the bathroom here at the villa or at the Vader family compound. Y'all, it's not right. It is
Which one?
The one I have here at home. I trust their scale. And so I got on and I said, ooh. And she said, yeah, we get that a lot. And I was like, I need to go home and recalibrate mine. I said,
so just out of curiosity, how does one recalibrate their scale?
Mine has a place on it that you can, a setting where you can adjust what zero is. Yours probably does too. But so essentially, you're supposed to put a 5 pound weight on it and then set that to 5 pounds. But since I knew exactly what the number was that their scale read, I walked in the house and got on the scale and said, all right, it needs to be adjusted up by 7 pounds. And did that so that I would be
happy.
Yeah, I was not happy about that because I was like, you know what? Like, I hadn't even eaten much today, and I had been on my nipple walk, so I was like, it's probably going to read low.
And sure enough, it did.
Right. So I was like, all right. Of course, I got on my scale, and it said what I thought it would say. So needless to say, I was like, all right, we just have a discrepancy, which, truth be told, as I told her, y'all, she's very nice. I don't have a doctor. I have a nurse practitioner. But, you know, as I told her, I said, look, I just watch the number. If it doesn't go up, I'm happy. When it goes down a little bit, I'm happy. So, she was super nice. Y'all, they didn't have any patients. Y'all went on a Saturday morning, but I just wanted to get checked before the big cruise. And I was like, you know what? You might tell me I'm crazy. And she was like, nope, you're not crazy.
And she said, well, yes, that is the first diagnosis here.
Right. So
you can read that in the after action report.
Right. I'll check my chart whenever I'm done. But anyway, did all that and y'all. Then I had to go to the pharmacy and y'all. I knew it.
He knew it.
I said, is this a common? And I don't. Y'all don't ask me what I'm taking. I don't know. It's got a really long name. And I said, is this
dextromethorphan?
Right. I said, is this common enough that they're going to have it at the CVS at the Target? Oh yes, this is a very common antibiotic. And I said, cause a lot of times they don't have the things like eye drops, things that I need. They have to order them, but I don't want that. So then I have to drive across town. So I walked in there and I walked right to the pharmacy. Y'all, I had to get my little travel products. Said, hi, my name is Larry H. Vader, and I'm just checking to...
Oh, so how was the trip across town?
Well, y'all, it was good. I went up to the CVS by the Trident Medical Center, which y'all, on a map, doesn't look that far away, but it's not close.
No, it's very deceiving.
Yeah, so... went up there, picked it up. Y'all, it's one of those things, the $3 for the antibiotic. So y'all, now when I get the doctor's bill, cause I said, now do I owe you some money when I left? And she said, no, your insurance takes care of it. And I was like, it absolutely does not. So like, I was like, but all right, you just send me the bill. She's like, no, there won't be a bill. All right.
When it comes, I'm just going to say return to sender.
Right. You said there was no bill because I have not met my deductible. So now, y'all, I do have the good medical spending account because, you know, You got to get those pre-tax duckies.
Right. That, you know, think of all the money you're going to save on your taxes from that $3 prescription.
Right. Y'all, I've already submitted it. I've already submitted it and the copay. Big Fatty, can I get reimbursed for the copay? I don't even know. Okay. Well, I submitted the copay. We'll see what they say.
I think we know what they're going to say.
Probably. Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, it's a medical expense. I don't see why I wouldn't get it back.
So is paying your medical premiums. That's a medical expense.
Well,
do you get that back?
I mean, I could try. But
let me know how that goes.
Right. But yeah. Y'all, we pay the good money at the coal mine for the insurance. We pay a lot of money for the insurance. Anyway, I just assume this is actually bladder cancer, so this is probably the last time I'll hear from you.
Well, y'all, this will be our last show.
Yeah.
The next time you hear anything, it'll be some bagpipes.
Probably.
You know, that's a trademark.
To go back to Big Fatty, I am sorry, and I told you this whenever you told me, but I am sorry to hear about the passing of your brother. It's very sad and unexpected.
And you've met him.
Yeah, and his lovely wife. Now, I have not met your nieces, but y'all.
Well, I love my nieces to pieces.
Right, as you should. Y'all, I have not seen that brother and his wife since your retirement. I believe they drove the Hat Arena to your retirement.
They did.
And y'all, they were a hoot and a half.
By the way,
yeah.
Today, the 30th, it is Big Fatty's 7th anniversary of retiring.
Oh.
I know.
Y'all.
Reason enough to go on a cruise of a lifetime.
Right. Y'all, I got an e-letter from the company that's managing the little project, the big project that I do that I had to take over from Big Fatty. And y'all, I've been tossed around by account managers because...
Like a rag doll or something?
Basically, because y'all, all the account managers left, basically. And so I've been without one. And anyway, I guess a new team.
Did they leave because of you?
You know, I can only assume that last little project probably, much like me, put them over the edge.
Oh.
Anyway, y'all, I had to be direct with them because y'all, they weren't doing what they were saying they were doing. And then they had me confused with Lorena and her projects. And so I'm getting whatever. And I was like, no. Different. And also my name is not Richard. Y'all, I kept getting emails addressing me as Richard, and y'all, that is not my name, the podcast name or otherwise.
Dick, I mean, what did you expect him to call you?
Right. And so, anyway,
Rich.
Yeah. And, but y'all,
hard,
the guy who started emailing me about some cash money that we had to send and different things I had to go and do at the post office.
Yeah.
Y'all, his name is Phineas.
Oh, is his last name Ferb?
Well, he does not have a brother named Ferb. And y'all, I wasn't about to ask that question because it would be rude. I wasn't making fun of his name, but y'all, I've never met anyone named Phineas before. I thought it was just a name the Disney Channel made up.
Oh, yeah.
So... Phineas, hi, Phineas. Hi. I don't know where you live or what state you're in or anything, but hi, Phineas. So, but I've met my first Phineas. Now, I do want to address that I checked and triple checked the e-letters as well as the junk.
Yes.
And
you found something.
Nothing. So
nothing,
Miss Bacon. I have there is no new recording from you, so I am confirming that now. Tastes like burning.
Confirmed.
Tim, nothing from you. Harley and Casey. You know that
today,
nothing
today as we record. It's Tim and James and Tim's anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, boys! Since you listen,
they won't
be having
cake.
Oh,
well, oh. Tim doesn't like cake.
Did you need to run change your underpants?
No, it's everything's under control. Get back into it.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, that was actually a sound effect and not Big Fatty tooting on the microphone. Yeah, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of some folks born on this day. And like everyone, I don't really know who they are, so I'm going to have to educate you on them. But then I have to guess if they're dead or alive because I can't ever remember.
Right. All right. Pat McCormick.
Ooh, Pat McCormick, dead as a doornail. Every time this one comes up, it's sad because it's McCormick in the East, Schilling in the West. He's the founder of that McCormick seasonings.
Right. Pat McCormick is indeed dead. He was an American comedy writer for Red Skelton. It's spelled skeleton here. he was a writer on Get Smart, The Tonight Show, and The Don Rickles Show. I love Don Rickles.
Uh-huh.
And he appeared in Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. You'd recognize him if you saw a picture.
Uh-huh.
If you saw a picture of him. So, anyway, let's see here. We've got another one here. It is David Alan Greer.
Oh, as far as I know, he's still alive. Y'all, David Alan Greer is the comedian and the actor.
David Alan Greer is indeed alive. He's Big Fatty's age.
Lord.
So nearing death.
Correct.
And he's an American actor and comedian. He was on that In Living Color. And has been on several other silly shows and all, too. So, all right. Michael Phelps.
Ooh, y'all, him and his delicious self is very much still alive. Ooh, his career is basically dead. Y'all, he was that diver in the Olympics.
Michael Phelps is indeed alive. He was an American swimmer. He never dived. And holds a record 23 gold medals and he's just let himself go, you know?
Right. Mm.
So do we have time for one more?
He's a good fatty. Okay, yeah. Yeah, one more.
Lena Horne.
Ooh, yeah, I guess she's dead. Yeah, I mean, she's ancient if she's not. But yeah, she was the singer. The blues singer,
Lena Horne is indeed dead, and she was an American actress and Grammy Award winning singer. She sang, "Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather." She also sang The Wiz, which is What I Need to Do.
Oh, wow. Y'all, speaking of delicious athletes, did y'all see the video going around
of the Kelce brother?
Is it Jason? I think it's Jason. Y'all, in the Speedo when he rips off his pants and he's got on the Speedo. Ooh.
Is it he the big fat one?
Well, they're both football players.
Yeah, but he's not the one that dates that singer.
I don't think so. But y'all... Yeah, I don't keep up with any of that. What is
that singer's name?
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay.
Yeah. But y'all, he had on the Speedo, and I'm going to tell you, that man was packing. That Speedo...
Is it Jason or Travis? Goggle it. Travis is the one that...
It's Jason. You know, it was Jason. I'll send you the video.
Oh no, I've got it right here.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by AAA.
Oh well.
So one moment, please. I'm watching the. Ooh. Yep. There he goes.
There. It's riveting.
He's carrying some kind of big chair.
Oh.
It looks pretty special. Okay, this is very loud. Wait a minute. I'm watching. Ooh. Lord.
Y'all, I think I was laying in bed, and I was like,
Ooh. He was. Ooh.
Yep.
he was raising money for the autism.
He was, and then he signed autographs in the Speedo. Y'all, there are all these photos, but y'all, that hog is just, it's filling it up.
It does appear to be, excuse me, I'm distracted. Okay. You know, seeing that, you know, I was afraid it was going to be horrifying. I mean, can you just think of the worst person that you'd hate to see in a Speedo?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know what? I don't like body shaming, but said person would probably not want to see themselves in a Speedo.
Well, if you're coming to see that, bring a melon baller to gouge your eyes out.
Ah,